And so today we bless the name of the Lord. Father, may you bless your word. The only thing we can do is to humble ourselves to receive your word. When we receive your word, it will turn every damage. It will turn every fear. It will turn every worried, any anxiousness in us. Lord, your word is able to break, to change it, and to bring peace into our spirit. You are a faithful God. Your word brings healing. Your word brings deliverance. Your word brings restoration. You never stop. You never stop. You keep doing good. Doing good. And doing good. And so this afternoon, all we are doing is to bless your name. All we are seeing is to magnify your name. All we are saying is that may your holy name be glorified. And Lord, whatever is bothering our hearts, whatever the enemy trying to do, we come against it in the name of Jesus. And may your word purify, sanctify. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Can I hear a big amen? Can I hear a big amen? Please be seated. We bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And everything that is within me, he says what? He says what? Blessed his holy name. In fact, when we see what is going on around us, around our world, around marriages, around jobs, around hospitals, the attitude of those in authority, the police, immigration, the border. If you don't take care and you are a Christian, you will keep quiet and you cannot even say, God, thank you. For me personally, this is my opinion. Men are beginning to be ungrateful. Maybe I'm not saying the right thing. If you don't take care and you look at life situations, life, we're talking about life here, as a believer, what goes on, what happens, time to time, our challenges, the more we pray, the more it's like we're being squeezed. And if you don't take care, your worship, your praise will be sealed in your mouth, because Satan will tell you, why are you, by the way, blessing God for? Why is the need you going to church? Why is the need that even you are testifying about God to somebody? And if we don't take care, the enemy will pick up holes and punch them and give it to you. And quietly, if you don't be so careful, you will agree with the enemy. That everything that is suggesting, it is true because you say you believe God, you have faith. But behind the faith, you can see that what the enemy is suggesting to you is very true. But which is not true anyway. Can I hear amen? Amen. If we can hold up to our faith, if believers can hold on to our faith that is in Christ, our faith that is in God, it all boils down to faith. Everything, this walk of life in Christ is boiled down to faith. If you don't have faith, you can't praise God. This is the direction I want to go. And so even though we hear, we see the negative part of our lives, the challenges of our life, we still have to believe God and have faith in Him. Amen. You know, faith in God is like a treasure that when you don't take care, you can lose them. You can talk from morning to evening about Christ and you may not have even one ounce of faith in you. Oh, can I hear amen? Amen. I say you can. Remember, some people will see you the way you may talk to them. Magnify your God to them. Testifying good things about God to them. But deep in you, when they put you in the scale of faith, you will find that you get nothing. Just talking. You can talk. But faith is not just talking. Faith is believing and acting. Oh, can I hear amen? I say faith is not just talking. Do you know that everybody can talk? Even those who can speak, having problem with their tongue. They use their hands to talk. And it's amazing that everything that sometimes we are saying, somebody that has been trained is able to direct them and make sign. And when they are doing it, it's so funny. But the dumb person that is watching this particular person understood the way you understood what they are saying. We are saying talking here. Talking we're talking about. But faith has to be weighed in your heart. Faith is what God watches and looks for in a man. Not even your name. God always looks at man's faith. Almighty God, always look at what is in your heart, what you believe in your heart. And so the Bible says we cannot live, no matter how difficulties, no matter how challenges, no matter what is going on, no matter how delay. If you don't have the faith, you cannot move forward. Amen. But if you have the faith in you, and you believe God, Jesus always, when there is a challenge for people and they come to him, Jesus always look for faith. Do you believe that I can do this? They say yes. Do you believe that I can heal you? They say yes. Do you believe that you can see again? They say yes. Do you believe that you can come out of your sickness and disease? They say yes. It's not when the question is being asked. Now you are contemplating, is it going to work? Or is it not going to work? My marriage has been delayed. But always they are talking about this. Is God going to provide me with a husband? Is God going to make a way for me in spite of my age, in spite of what I've gone through, in spite of the delay that I have experienced, the disappointments that have been coming on to my life, on and on and on? Is God going to do this for me? But your answer will tell God whether you have faith or you don't have. Can I hear amen? Amen. Faith in God. The Bible says it will move your mountains. Amen. You see, there are situations sometimes that is going on with every, I don't know, but many of believers, including those in this world, there are strong challenges. There are many obstacles. Life journey is not an easy one. That's why we always encourage ourselves in the Lord to come and feed our spirit so that we can stand. Yes. Amen. Satan can use something to beat you, to beat you, to beat you, to beat you, to beat you. You will be praying, you will be praying. Sometimes you add in fasting, and the more you fast, the more you praying, is the more what you are looking for is like getting feathers and flying away. And you don't have no feathers to fly to chase him and to get him in the mid-air and get your stuff back. It takes the faith that you have in Christ that can pull anything that is running away from you, that belongs to you, that God has ordained for you. This is the reason why men don't have to be listening to men so much. Because men will discourage you. I'm telling you, some people, Satan has anointed them for that. To discourage you. Whenever you hear the word of God so powerfully, and in fact, you are build yourself with faith, the moment you go out of this door, Satan just standing there. You didn't see him. He will talk to one of his agents, and the agent is not far away. The agent also coming from here. Go and ask him. if what you heard today, if really is going to work for you. This marriage issue. How long have you been praying for? And you even can't remember how long you have been praying for. Are you sure it's going to work? Are you sure God is going to bless you? By the way, you know what? Why don't you get somebody who is in darkness and is not born again? And you can preach to him. And he will come to Christ. Is it not the same thing? And you know that God's saying there is different from what has light has to do with darkness. He said, no, even equal yoke. Don't be equal yoke with unbelievers. Don't be equal yoke. Because the reason why the Bible is saying that don't be equal yoke to unbelievers, they will take you inside and mash up every faith that you have and give you their gospel. Can I hear amen? Let's look at Hebrews chapter 11. We are just building today. God has been so good. We have worshiped really, really, really. I felt so good within me, my heart, that really I have worshiped my God. And I know you also have worshiped your God. But we are just getting something small just to put on our heart to carry it. Listen, without faith, forget it. Even if you are sick, if you are looking for deliverance, if you are looking for answers, and you don't have faith in Christ, in God, it will be hard for you to receive what you are praying for. You want your children to come? And when you look at them, their behavior, their attitude, and what is going on, then you go, the moment you get home and you are in the house, what are you going to meet? Chaya. You quietly, you don't want to spoil your prayer. So you go and hide in a room and then you close it. And your heart pumping. God, I just pray over this situation. And look at what is going on. Is this going to work? Am I going to get the victory? Are you going to answer me? Upon all my cry? Upon calling upon you every minute, every time? Sometimes, I'm just trying to be practical because I've gone through like that before. You may have someone that really loves you. Say, I want to marry you. And looking at him, his attitude, his behavior, his caring and everything. In fact, you, in your heart, you know that God is working on something good. But you be there early in the morning. He has never called early so before. And then he will give you another story. And he will say, I have considered it. It's not going to work. And when you hear all this, when your spirit is fighting all these challenges, when your physical body going through in your mind, processing things that you are facing in your life, to have absolute control, to have God's hand, to see it in manifestation, it carries every part of you. It eats you up. When you lay down to rest, you cannot even rest. You toss up and down, turn left and right. And sometimes Satan will stamp it with a dream, a very good, very terrible one. And so now when he finishes with you, then he asks you, do you still have faith? Do you have faith? As the word is going, as you see it, physically, spiritually, our social system, the way people have turned, in fact, people have changed a lot. Do you still have faith in God? But the Lord says you must have faith. The Lord says you must have faith. He said no matter what you are going through, you must have faith. No matter what you are facing, he said you must have faith. No matter what you are battling with, God says you must have faith. Why? Because when you have faith in God and you are patient, add patience with your faith. Patient. Add it to your faith. Because if you have patience, you can go through everything. In Hebrews chapter 11, he says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. You don't see, you don't even see with your eyes. Is my husband coming? No man has promised you. No man has even told you, oh, sister, we will go to have a tea one of these evenings. Oh, we will meet at Tim Hortons or McDonald's to talk. And in your heart pounding from morning to night, what is it going to talk about with me? And sometimes, some of our, say, as I always said, some of our daughters who always too holy with tongues, they would talk so much in tongues. And when they go to the cafe or Tim Martin and they sit down, fear grabs them. They don't know what is coming. They don't know what is going to, the person going to say, the man going to say. Out of frustration, they put some slugs of tongues down there. Frightened that sometimes the man watching you too, so afraid. After speaking a few tongues, are you born again? Are you sanctified? Now the man, he had gone. Brethren, we need feet. We need to face the reality, my dear. Face reality. Face reality. Amen. Be practical. Amen. Can I hear amen? Amen. Don't try to cover nothing. There's nothing to cover. And there's nothing to be afraid of. If you are not married today, does not mean you are not going to get no married. If you don't have money today, that in fact you can throw away, throw it here and there and do this and that, you don't need to be so afraid, because let me tell you, there is nothing in this world that cannot change. Nothing in God on this earth that we live that cannot change. You could be crying today. Tomorrow can change. You may not have it today, but out of nowhere, God is able. It was a long time I was going home, but things were not good. Normally, when I'm going, I don't have even much to really, really with me in my purse. But this time, when I look, I needed money. And I've been trying. I say, oh God, help me. And I needed just a few dollars right here just to carry it in my hand to go. And I was flipping with papers here and there. Well, sometimes, thank God, when they bless me, birthday or whatever in a card, for I don't know for some reason. Whether deliberately I do that or not, I don't know. Sometimes I don't throw all the cars away, but I go back to them and begin to open again and check things out. And when I carried them, I said, oh, this thing here. I've been looking. One caught my eyes. I grabbed it, and when I saw that it wasn't open, I said, I hope this one is not God bless you with long life, but it will addition. When I opened it, 200 in it. I kept quiet. And oh, God is so amazing. As I was there, Mama was turning two. And then he came with a government, you know, the money that comes, income tax, something. Papa, you know, I got this thing. It's a long time, and you were not around, and so I said, let me see. And when I checked, it was an income tax. I can't remember what money was in there, but in fact, was more than 700-800. But it says almost 3 years plus. I said, Mama. Now, let me tell you, I forget my 200 and I nearly boxed my wife. You mean 3 years you give this my money? Mama, why do you have to be doing all this? Oh God. I quickly put on my shirt. I said, let me go to the bank and see. When I was going, I'm telling you, I've never prayed in tongues before like that. The things will work out. Because this is a big money for me. And when I went, half pounding my heart, my eyes rolling, happy but yet confused. Because I don't know what they are going to tell me. So I have a normal lady there that really was always nice with me. And I say, my dear, I have my income tax here, but it has been, it's a lot. I said, let me see. So when he flipped it, I said, this is a long time. But anyway, let me call. Let me check. And when they check, I went through with it. He said, oh, you are lucky. It's still good. Now faith is the substance. This hope for. The evidence of this. Can I hear amen? You have been sick for a long time. But when you weigh your body, stretch your hands, stretch your feet, weigh your back, weigh your chest, you don't feel no healing there. But Jesus has made you to understand that he is a healer. He is a provider. He is a deliverer. But what he has been talking to you, you have not in fact manifest physically to experience. It's like the healing or whatsoever you're looking for is in the realms of the spirit but has not been released. And so Paul says, listen, anything about our life, anything that is going on, anything, you got to believe that as long as your God is here, as long as your Christ is here for you, it shall come to pass. Oh, don't look at old age. Age are numbers. It's important, but it's not all that important. Can I hear amen? Oh, yes, God can do everything. We cut God short for moving on our behalf. Because we fill our heart with so much negative stuff. Nowadays, people live in the media, and what the media says is what they believe, not what God says. Faith that I believe it will change. I believe God will work it out. I believe that yet it is damaged. Honestly, there are some things, even you yourself, when they give it to you, you can't repair it. You can't. It's gone too far. It's like you have a son or a daughter that has gone so far. And you're praying that God will restore your son or your daughter. When you look at his behavior or her behavior, when you look at his attitude, when you look at the way he misbehaved, and when you watch him, you can see that he or she does not reason at all. And you are praying and you believe in that God, only you can come true for me. You need faith for that. Not faith of yourself, but faith in God. You have the substance that you can see. But God has both. He sees the substance and he can also provide. And has his surprises. Can I hear amen? I was listening to a young man message. He said, God can see. He said, God can hear. And God can do it. And he cares also. Can I hear amen? It's a substance of this hope. Whatever you are hoping. Financial breakthrough, you are hoping. The children to come home, you are hoping. The man will come, you are hoping. The healing will come, you are hoping. So much trouble in all with your wife, no understanding. Fighting. Here and there. And you are hoping that it will change. Can I hear amen? Amen. It's a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders, they did what? Obtain what? A good report. If you are waiting for a good report, have faith. Don't let anybody tell you anything. Amen. Listen, don't condemn yourself and don't let nobody condemn you. Amen. Let God speak for you. Amen. He said, through faith, we understand that the walls were framed by the word of God so that this which are not seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And by it, he being dead yet speak it. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see dead and was not found what, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Faith, all he did was that he had faith in God. Have faith in God, my dear. Have faith in God. That evil report, that satanic act, that diabolic, demonic attitude, that powerful Satan with the chronics, with their weapons that they are forming against you, that bad news that you get, the thing that is hanging on your neck that as if it will never, never work. Listen, I encourage you today that have faith in God. It's not about your husband. It's not about your wife. It's not about your job. Whatever you are doing, please, I encourage you, have faith in God. In God. in God. Have faith. Let me get to verse 8. Jump to verse 8. It said, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing. He didn't know where he was going. This time, 21st century. Brother, where are you going? I see you packing. For the past 3 days, I've seen you packing. You and your wife packing. But we don't know where you are going. And you ask them 1, 2, 3 times, 4 times. And they are telling you they don't know where they are going. They will tell you you are a big fool. What crazy stuff is that? You mean you moving with your wife with all these properties? With those camels and cows and sheep and goats? And you telling me you don't know where you are going? What nonsense is this? Ah, yeah, yeah. Before you know, you are your mother, you know, have heard about it. And when he come, he put his two hands in his waist and say, where do you say you think you are carrying my daughter? Where? Tell me, where? Son-in-law, tell me! And they will scream and say, I've never heard nothing like this. You are leaving point A and going to another place. And you can't tell me at least it is near Lasar, it is near Westmore, it is near Lachine, it is near here. You mean you don't know? Are you joking or really you talking truth? That Abraham says, I don't know. The one that called me is the founder of this universe. And he is saying, I should leave my father's house where there are full of idols. He has singled me out. I don't know, but I have faith in him that he is not going to take me to a bad place. Where he's taking me, I know it shall be well. Listen, if you listen to people, you won't get even one sense of healing. Verse 9 says, by faith, he sojourned in the land. Those days, it wasn't like so advanced technology that like you can look into your Siri or you call Siri. But by the way, if you call Siri, Siri will ask you where you are going. And you don't know where you are going. But thank God for technologies. Now we punch our addresses. We Google it. And sometimes it takes you to a bush road somewhere back. But anyway, when you reverse, you say, come and find your way. Abraham did not have that. Abraham did not have that. Abraham did not have even a church whereby the time that he was about to travel, he goes there and listens into some messages to encourage himself. Like you every Sunday, God providing and feeding your spirit and directing your path. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise. Listen at it, promise. As in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same. They did have the same promise, and we have the same promise. We have the same promise. The Lord said, through you, Abraham, through you, I will bless the nations of this earth. Can I hear amen? Amen. For he looked for a city which had foundation, whose builder and maker is God. Now, because of money, because of media, some people live in the media. Everything going on in their life, they have to tell the whole world. Except God. Why do you put everything you are doing into the whole wide world to see, to know, to hear? Why? Does it make sense? I always say, do you know who is sitting in the media? It's not God sitting in the media. It is Satan sitting in the media. To know what is going on in your life. Do you know that God is omnipotent? He can see, he can be anywhere at any time. But Satan cannot be everywhere at any time. That's why when we are talking about faithful servants of Satan, they are so faithful. Because they take information for their master. Sometimes some family that really, really have the curse upon their lives, that the deep diabolic in their bloodline. And when you are coming from such a family, Satan can pull a thread around the whole family. And behind this light, nobody goes beyond. Up. No, you don't bypass this light. The moment you pass the light, the thread that they have put on, it rings. Who is trying to pass the light? Nobody's supposed to go to university. Nobody to travel. Nobody to get a good work. Nobody to get money. Nobody has to prosper. Who is trying to bypass? And when they come and they see you, oh, you? Don't you know that you don't need to pass here? Don't you know that you don't have to have a good marriage, a good man, a good woman? Don't you know that you don't have to have a good health? And so when you put yourself in the media and you tell Satan that sit on the seat, oh God, I wish some of you know what is going on in this world. I shared with you some time ago. Our son, Richmond, and Kakra, we call them Jacob and Esau, is Kakra and Penny. I've never seen any children that likes the media like these two boys. We have talk, mama talk, I talk, the sister talking. The mother passed away, they went home. And everything these boys put in the media. So when I myself, I was home, they came back and I went. And the triplets, One in the middle said, "Dad, you know what? There is a man across our house here. This man walked in and came closer to me, and when he saw me, he said, 'That's your brother. That think he is the only one that is in Canada. And everything that is putting in the social media, let's wait and see.' He's not a family member. He has not married in that person's house. When the mother passed away, the funeral, money to be paid, food to be eat, expenses of that dead body, he never paid kobo. Wait and see. Where did he get it? From the media. For some, since this child came, that this children, thank God for mama prayer and my prayer, prayers have pushed them since they came. In fact, they have got 1,000% more than what me got, because when I traveled and I got here, it took me 11 years before I was able to really go to the airport to take a plane to go to Africa. 11 years. 11. They came, I think 2 years. One year, they were in Ghana. Because everything is cooked, everything is boiled, and it was time to eat. You know, sometimes when even they promise you, "Come, we are cooking," when you go, they have not even peeled cassava. And you have to wait and wait and wait. But this was, oh, so soaked with oil, with oxygen, everywhere. And I'm telling you, for the past this, and he come to me and say, "Dad," even he spoke to mama, he said, "Since I came, everything has changed. Almost if it was not God's grace, God's grace. Some crane, the one they used to carry things, the iron that crane carries things up to the roof and so. He was standing with 4 people. A own boss manager went to the crane, and he never said nothing, just lose everything and hit the child head. I say, for me, thank God, I won't go through before I go learn. No, I have passed that. And so, what is good, what is right, what will help me is what I will do. But if you want to go through, you will go through. Because this is what is going on with we Christians. The Bible says God has given us a very simple path, simple instructions. Get your faith. Be patient with God. Know how to pray. Reverence your God. And many will say, "Oh no, we will not go that way." But what the media says, some people will sit here and hear all these messages. They'll go to the enemy camp and go and listen something from there. Can I hear amen? For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Verse 7. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to do what? Conceive seed. And was delivered of a child when she was past age because she judged him faithful. Who have done what? She herself. Sarah. I don't know if anybody here age is around 85. I don't know. 85. I don't think so. I know many of you, thank God for grace. But you haven't reached there. The Bible says, after God has promised Abraham and he has made a move, and God keep on coming and say, Abraham, I'm going to bless you. And I'm going to give you all the land that you see, the land of Canaan, I will give to you and your descendants. How can somebody have control of a whole country, cities and towns, when he and his wife, 85, Abraham passed 90 plus, has no child? And so if two of them die, who is going to take charge? And yet Abraham just kept quiet and believed God. And believe his God. And believe his God. And believe his God. Even the Bible expresses that Sarah herself has passed age. It's a process, but he has passed the process. When even Sarah heard, when the angel of God, after you cook good meal for them, and they eat, and they really enjoy the food, and then they asked Abraham, Abraham, where is your wife Sarah? He said, oh, he's somewhere in the tent. And then the Lord spoke to Abraham. He said, Abraham, you know, I'm God. I can do all things. And it doesn't matter how late it is. I will come back a year this time. I will be back a year this time. And your wife, Sarah, conceive and have a male child. Sarah, some women, they're smart. When they were talking, he heard. Because it was a tent. And she laughed to herself. Can my husband have pressure again? I am 85. My husband almost 90 plus. What pressure that my husband Abraham going to get to sleep with me? For me, even look at sis, no periods. I'm telling you the reality, so that whatever your case is, whatever your case is, you have faith. What do you think you are going through that God is not able to see you through? But I'll go to end here. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive. The Bible says to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past the age. Naturally, he has passed the age. She has passed the age. And the Bible says she believed God. Because listen, whatever we go through, the damage and everything has been done. It's been done in the realms of the spirit first before it manifests in our hands. And so God is a spirit. And so there is nothing that is here that God can't touch. Verse 12. Therefore, sprang there even of one, and him as good as death, so many as the stars of the sky, a multitude, and as the sun, which is by the seashore, innumerable. 13. Let's see what it says. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persecuted of,
and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and believed.
After they received Christ, there were so many things, the Old Testament, the New, many things was going on in their lives. Satan was beating them here and there, persecuting them, killing some, putting some in jail. But the Bible says they believed God and said to themselves, even if they will kill us, if I don't get what I want, if I don't receive the promise that God even has promised me, he said, I don't care. I will still believe God and let me die. Because with faith, they have seen ahead far what is dear for them. 21st century Christian, letter 10, I'm not going to church again. I am not praising God again. I have nothing to do with these people. Hey, is this people brought you to this world? Can I hear amen? Amen. Children of God, can I hear amen?
Amen?
We are all pilgrims on this land. On this earth, we are in transit. Anything can happen. But have faith. I say have faith. I say have faith. Do not condemn yourself with worry. I wish this way. I wish I have done it that way. I wish I could have done it. I wish. Stop the wishing. And trust God. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. Children of God, can I hear amen? The power of God is here to heal. The power of God is here to deliver. The power of God is here to restore. But in finishing, please, keep yourself clean for God. Don't let your shake waver. Don't let anybody come with your ears and speak. I don't understand some people. They believe today, they don't believe tomorrow. As a man said, asking me over and over, I don't believe this God issue, how the creation he talks about. But by the way, Alex, the chicken and the egg, Which one came first? I said, I don't care which came first. Because there is chicken and there is eggs. And whatever I choose is what I will eat. The one that came first, the one came last, I was not there. But I am told that it was God that created. Don't come with your stupid questions. Egg and the chicken. Which came first? I don't know which came first. But I'm told. Our generation now and our Christianity, we need to be tough. If you sit down and everything people say will just enter into your head and change your mind and kill your faith. Now you have done it. It's nobody that have done it. You yourself don't know who you are, and you don't have no faith, and you don't fear no God, and you don't respect no godly man who telling you anything. Because you carry your own head. And when you carry your own head, you carry it to destruction. God loves you. And Jesus loves you. He sees your condition. He sees your problems. He sees the needs. He sees your tears. He hears everything. But God cares for you and me. So let's stand on our feet, please. Stand on your feet. Hallelujah.